Very nice to have you company this morning. Right, we are going to be talking about the Topsham Shakers now. Let's talk to Joe Hamilton, who's got something to do with it. A very good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning.
Very nice to see you here this morning. Now, you deal with things like particularly trauma, don't you?
Yes,
because we have very traumatic lives these days, probably more than maybe years ago, because we're all, and I include myself here, we rush around. I rush around like a thing possess. My late mother said it was because I was born 3 weeks premature, but I don't think that's got anything to do with it. But we do. We've got very busy lives. We haven't got a minute to spare. We can't sit down. We don't talk to our children. We get very traumatized, don't we? Talk to me about that and how you would sort of define trauma itself.
Well, trauma's defined really as anything that overwhelms our ability to cope. But trauma's on a continuum, really. So anxiety, tension, stress, trauma, they're all on that same continuum. So we don't have to have experienced a traumatic event, as in, say, a big T trauma that we might think of as like a road accident or a war situation, to experience the effects of trauma. If we live in a life that's full with stress, or we've experienced small T events, if you like, small T trauma events, such as somebody being mean to you in the playground at school, or domestic worries about paying bills, or having a boss that doesn't really quite understand you and doesn't accept your points of view. All those little events through our life develop the same effects in our body as real trauma. So we might find that we have difficulty sleeping, we suffer anxiety, difficulty concentrating. All these are signs and symptoms that our body is holding trauma.
And of course, what you do is tension release exercises, isn't it? Which is presumably very, very important.
Absolutely, because over our life, our cup of stuff, if you like, gets full. We come into this world as babes, sort of with an empty cup. We're free and we're open and expansive in the way we approach life, and then various events happen and that cup gradually fills up. So what I do with the Topsham Shakers and TRE, which stands for trauma release exercises, it helps us to empty that cup of stuff and restore ourselves.
So what other sort of experiences can affect the body traumatically?
Well, so events like major traumas that might be, say, a car accident, a loss of a close member of your family or friends, abuse from childhood, whether it be emotional or physical, or like I said, the small events that can build up, that can still drip by drip fill up your cup.
And maybe we can go back a little bit further than that. And I'm thinking of particular things like war, for example. Not only people who have gone through the First and Second World War, but maybe more recently the wars that have been going on in places like Afghanistan and places like that.
Absolutely. The impact on those people that have to take part, either by choice or by being in the wrong place at the wrong time, the effect of those wars on their body and their mind, the post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, is this thing that we've become much more aware of that's affecting our servicemen, and also the poor folks that are just in the wrong place at the wrong time, is becoming widespread, really.
Talk to me about TRE and basically what it is and what it involves.
Well, TRE involves very simple exercises that reactivate our natural mechanism to release trauma. And the reason we have a natural mechanism for releasing trauma is we're animals. We may have forgotten that we're animals with the development of our society, but that is basically what we are. And you may have, if you've ever watched a David Attenborough program and you see the gazelle on the plains of Africa and a lion may decide to have it for lunch, but the gazelle escapes, as soon as it's back with its herd, you may have noticed that it tremors and shakes. And what it's actually doing is it's an instinctive, genetically encoded response to release the energy, the trauma charge of that event. And then it just goes about eating grass as if it wasn't just 2 minutes earlier, nearly the lion's lunch. And so we have that very same mechanism within us. But what we have done, because what we have that the gazelle doesn't have, is this prefrontal cortex, this really powerful thinking brain. But in this case, what it's done is it's misinterpreted this shaking mechanism. It's read that shaking is a sign of weakness or that we're actually traumatized. But in fact, what's happening when we shake is it's our body, our organism, trying to restore itself, to release the entire memory of the event and return to a place of natural balance. And the Topsham shakers, and I also do an Exeter shake, it's basically teaching TRE, trauma release exercises, to reactivate something so natural and instinctive. So we don't actually stand there trying to make ourselves shake. The exercises actually reactivate something that is instinctive, and the shakes just happen, and it's quite an interesting experience.
Now, most people who may suffer from trauma or stress, I suppose they go to talk to people about it. I suppose in a way it's sort of therapy for them. How is it all different? Because, as I say, you know, people, you know, a problem shared or whatever the phrase is, you know what I mean. But how is it all different? Because talking is important, isn't it?
Well, talking is important and it's doable for some people, but some folks that have had rotten experiences and trying experiences in their life, the last thing they actually want to do is to have to share them again, because by sharing them it also brings back the memory. So there are some people that just don't want to go there. And one of the great advantages of TRE is that the body's already been there. The body's had the experience. It's got all that experience stored within it, and it knows how to recover if we let it. So for once, this is a therapy that enables people to release their stuff without having to share it.
So where does it come from? Where does TRE come from in the first place?
It was developed by a Dr. David Buscelli, and he is an expert in the field of trauma and has been for the last 20 years. He's worked and continues to work all over the world in disaster zones or in war zones, helping people to recover from trauma. And he, through being in this environment where he remembers one occasion where he was in a bunker, he knew he was safe and so did the other members of the group, and they were all from different nationalities, different backgrounds, different religions, and they were all in this bunker sheltering from bombs. And when the bomb hit, although they all knew they were going to be safe, he noticed that they all curled up and contracted into a ball. It was involuntary and it was just something that happened. And with his continued research, he noticed that, again, this is something that happens in the animal kingdom as well. So if you disturb a hedgehog, it rolls into a ball. If you touch a caterpillar, it curls up. If you tell your dog off, its tail goes under. So there's this instinct to contract. And he also noticed through his research that after the contraction in the threat situation, there is this instinctive shaking. So he developed a method of exercises that could reactivate this. And what has been extraordinary is that it doesn't matter how long ago your trauma was, it is held in your body waiting for it to be released. So over our lives, every time a traumatic event happens, there's this squeeze deep in our body in this muscle called the psoas muscle to make us contract. And if we override the shake mechanism, which we've done since we were a child, that squeeze becomes tighter and tighter and tighter. And although we're out of the metaphorical war zone, we're actually still living in a contracted world. And that contraction signals to our brain that we're still at threat and in danger, which basically makes our brain release stress hormones that make us fizzed or full of adrenaline, that sort of highly caffeinated feel. So we're always anxious, and it's as if we're just building up this fizz in our body until it's released. So Dr. Boselli created exercises that allowed us to release our fizz, release all that trauma, and so that our animal, our being, could return to a place of peace.
It's a very good point you made earlier on about the fact that if anything's in danger, particularly animals, then, like with hedgehogs, they call it, sort of go into a ball and everything like that. So the TRE itself, how long has it been available now?
Dr. Boselli has been using it for over 20 years. We in Europe have been a little bit slower to take it on because it looks a bit weird, quite frankly. But it's now really used all over the world. It's been particularly successful with groups in the military. And in fact, the American military are investing, I think it's $250,000 now in this, as its chosen method to help people with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. In fact, a few years ago, Dr. Boselli did a study with 6,000 servicemen where he offered 6 weeks of TRE. And at the end of the 6 weeks, out of 6,000 individuals, only 11 people needed one-to-one therapy afterwards. So it's incredibly effective and incredibly safe.
Do you use it yourself?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. And it was me using it myself that really made me want to share it with others, because it shifted some stuff that I'd carried for a long, long time.
Of course, you went through not a particularly good period of your life a few years back, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Can you talk to me just a little bit about that?
Yes. I have a gorgeous son who is now 20, Matthew, and I discovered when he was 4 that I was told that he had autism. And that was quite a shock to my system, as you can imagine. And although my other practices, my yoga and meditation and so on, helped me to stay balanced, to move forward with him, what I hadn't ever been able to do was release the sadness and grief at this happening. It was like, why him? Why me? And just the worry about the future. And when I discovered TRE, which is just about 3 years ago, for 17 years, every day, I felt that sadness and grief. And I went along to a course in London, a 3-day course. And on my first day, it was either my second or third shake, and these shakes were like a 15-minute duration. I was in a room of 50 people, so it was a little bit embarrassing because my body decided to shake in a particular way that it was a little bit like going into labour again. So there was lots of groans and sort of deep pushing in my belly, but it was comfortable, and in fact I was laughing. And that evening, something had completely shifted. There was this, just the sadness and grief had gone, and it was like a complete change of perception. And I could, although I always loved my boy so much, I could just celebrate him as who he was. Something big had shifted. And it was only in the evening that it clicked what had happened. Matt's autism is very likely to have been caused by the birth. It was a particularly traumatic birth that I had. And it was as if my body had held the fact that it hadn't done it right for 17 years. And so it sort of it almost wanted to do the birth process again and get it right this time and complete a process that hadn't been completed. It's just extraordinary.
You use the word comforting a little earlier, which must be in itself comforting to people to know that if they've been through a trauma, if they've lost a loved one, whether it be a parent or a brother or sister or whatever, that this can really, really help.
Absolutely. And I've used it, obviously, with lots and lots of people from all different backgrounds, people that have experienced child abuse, servicemen that have PTSD, a whole gamut of different experiences, and I haven't found anybody yet that hasn't been completely affected positively by this.
So it's something anybody can do, basically.
Yes, and anybody also in terms of not only whether they have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety issues, or if they have physical injuries. It's been used a lot by Olympic athletes where they've had physical injuries and this innate ability in the body to know exactly what it needs to do to restore itself works there as well. But it's been used with people in wheelchairs, so you don't have to be able-bodied. I can adapt the exercises to enable all different sorts of folk with different needs to access it. In fact, my son, who, as I mentioned, is autistic, he does TRE as well.
So you don't necessarily have to be fit to do it?
No.
Right. So how quickly, going through the TRE, how quickly would you say people start to feel better?
Well, my experience was on the first day. Lots of people have a similar experience to me, but my unfolding has continued over the last 3 years, as has all those people that I've worked with. It's constantly benefiting them on so many different levels. Because you start to feel so comfortable and relaxed, it enables you to be more open in your relationships with people. It's as if, because you're not in a threatened position, you're not in an anxious, defensive position, it enables you to just manage your life better. So I would say from the first experience, you can have a profound shift. Others, it might take 3 months, but every time you shake, you will feel better.
So how often would you say that people need to practice this?
Ideally, to make it part of your life so that it was maybe 3 or 4 times a week. The actual shaking itself is a maximum of 15 minutes per session, so we're not having to think, gosh, I just don't have time in the day for this. In fact, once you've learnt the exercises, and I recommend that people come and do them with me or in a group at least 4 times, because if there is anything really powerful to release, it's still comfortable, but it's good to have a practitioner there to hold your space and to really make it a very comfortable experience. But once you've done that, you can do your TRE at home. So that's what Dr. Boselli wanted. He wanted something that would equip people to manage their own trauma release without having to pay for it, regularly.
Maybe people listening think, oh, I don't know about this TRE, and again, maybe a little bit apprehensive about it. How can they find out, basically, or can they find out, basically, from people what it's all about? People have actually gone through the experience.
Yes, there's on my website, there's a feedback section where they can read what people have said. But also, I've got some clips provided by the Boselli Foundation on my website that's showing videos of people talking about how it's changed their life, but it also shows them shaking and tremoring, so that before people got involved, if they weren't quite sure if it was for them, they can actually see and hear how it's helped people so that they might feel comfortable about trying it out.
Well, I was just going to say, there may be people out there thinking, yeah, I'd like to do this, but I don't want to be with a lot of people around. Can this actually be done sort of on a one-to-one basis?
Yes, some people choose to come to me one-to-one. And that's absolutely fine, because it's about their needs and their comfort. And often once people have had some one-to-one sessions with me, then they're happy to then join a group, because it's actually quite a nice community feel. It's a very safe, okay space. It's small groups. The groups are usually no more than maximum 10, but usually about 7, and it's a very comfortable space to be in. But yes, lots of people choose to try it one-to-one at first.
So anybody that wants to go along and have a TRE session, where can they go? Where do you offer this?
I offer this on a Monday in Topsham at the Estuary Clinic, and there's a group shake there on a Monday at 12:30 until 2. Or I can see people one-to-one in the clinic. And I also offer it in Exeter at the Exeter Natural Health Centre on a Tuesday all day, and there's a shake in the evening there. But it's all on my website.
Well, I was just going to say, presumably you have got a website there. Would you like to give us the details of the website?
Yes, it's www.itsallaboutfeelingbetter.co.uk.
Wonderful stuff. Tell me, do you do things like, I don't know, do you do things like workshops and things like that?
Yes, I do. I've got a workshop coming up on the 25th of June in Exeter at the Derek the Dog Yoga Studio. So that's on a Saturday. So that's an afternoon workshop where I'm actually combining very gentle yoga with TRE, so it's a complete introduction to TRE, but also with some yoga and relaxation as well. And then a similar event in Torquay on the 9th of July.
I mentioned at the start that I thought, it's my own personal opinion, that maybe we're getting more stressful as time goes on. What are your thoughts on that? Do you agree?
I do agree, because apart from the fact that our life has changed hugely, but our bodies haven't. So the part of us that actually keeps us safe is a primitive part of our brain, and that hasn't changed in 30,000 years. But the life that we live has changed dramatically. And that's really why this trauma happens and is held in our bodies, because 30,000 years ago, the only thing we had to worry about was maybe a saber-toothed tiger wandering around outside or a mammoth sitting on our hut. Now we have things coming at us in all directions. Even just watching the news is traumatic. So we're fed with so many traumatic events, and our bodies are becoming overwhelmed with it.
And we need to really sort of slow down and chill, don't we?
Absolutely.
That's what we need to do. But yes, with people like your good self there, you're there to help if it gets maybe a bit too much.
Absolutely. And the TRE process is so lovely and comforting, and it always finishes with a guided relaxation, and the feedback is you are not going to experience trauma doing TRE exercises. We're releasing it, but we don't have to engage with it. We're not feeling it, we're just feeling our body shake.
Joe, more power to your elbow. Thank you very much indeed for coming in and enlightening us to what TRE is, because I didn't know, and what it's all about and what you do. Thank you so much for coming in this morning and talking to us.
Thank
much,
you
much appreciated. Ladies and gentlemen, the lady who's in charge of the Topsham Shakers.